nerds and gamers, welcome to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. As always, I am your host, Trevor Cooper. Joining me today, we have one Jen Brown. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you mind if I call you Jen?
Not at all.
Okay. So for our listeners, you have quite the popular history in voice acting, especially with Rooster Teeth. Now, I forget chronologically which one started first, but you've done voices for both Red versus Blue and Ruby. You were the freelancer agent Carolina in RVB, and then you were one of my personal favorites, the lost but not forgotten Pura Nikos in Ruby.
Aww,
thank you.
Well, of course. Which one came first? I guess I'm not too up to snuff on the chronology of that.
Yeah, no worries.
Carolina was first.
So Red versus Blue was first.
In existence when I started working with them.
Okay. We spoke with Shannon McCormick about a week or so ago. I've been a fan of the company since like its existence almost, but trying to figure out the timeline of where everything falls into place gets a little confusing. I mean, with what now it's you're going on, it would be like 12 years with Red versus Blue?
Not quite. I think Shannon's closer to that than I am.
I believe 9 years?
Maybe close to 10. I might be close to 10 at this point, actually. I might be nearing the decade.
So being one of the senior members, rather, now, have you noticed any differences when it comes to working with the animation versus doing machinima work?
Everything is fully animated now.
Yeah,
pretty much for the most part, almost entirely. I don't know the actual breakdown and the percentage, but I know a lot of it is fully animated as opposed to how much machinima was in the early days.
From what I've heard, there's not too much difference as far as character voicing, where they kind of let you kind of run wild, play the part, and then they animate around that. Is that correct?
Right. As far as I know, yes.
As far as I know, yes.
Yes. I do think that they animate something in advance, if they can, but often they usually have me record before.
And now you also have done some voice acting specifically for one of your characters for a video game, right?
Yeah, a couple.
The one that specifically stuck out to me was you got to reprise the role of Pura for, was it Ruby Grim Eclipse?
For Grim Eclipse, which is so much fun to play. I'm a really big fan of button mashing games. Where as long as you just learn what certain buttons do, you're golden.
Just the press X to win.
Yeah. And there's still skill involved in that game. But I'm the kind of player where I like something that's very direct, like do this and this happens. So I really like that game. And it's really fun to hear the voices and hear everyone.
I have to ask. Now, I asked Shannon a similar question. And equated him to being kind of the Darth Maul of Ruby, where you have this interesting character that we don't see much, and as soon as he gets his moment, he dies. But there's another kind of, I guess, comparison that was brought to my attention. You almost became sort of an Obi-Wan type character with Pura and Jean.
Right.
Now, without giving away recent spoilers, but for our listeners, if you haven't watched up to volume 3 yet, then you should. but Pura did not make it out of the battle for the school. Specifically, I have to give you kudos because the scene that we see in volume 4 with Pura's kind of training video for Jean. I gotta ask, with the show having a lot of funny moments and then some very serious, heart-wrenching ones, do you prefer doing more comedy voice acting or more of the dramatic kind of scenes?
That's a really hard question to answer for me because I really love doing drama. I love it. And I'm so lucky that I actually get to do some really interesting dramatic work. with rooster teeth. I feel really lucky to be able to do that because it doesn't come up as often in voiceover.
But I also really like to do the funny stuff, so it's hard.
Really, I love both. Like, I genuinely love both. I think I'm slightly better at the drama if I had to pick. slightly, there's a slight edge on my serious stuff, but I don't know which one I like more. They're both really fun. I don't know. Well, I really like gritty things. I might have to say the drama gets a slight edge because I really love being able to tap in and do some darker stuff.
It's interesting, especially for a character like Pyrrha, because you got to kind of reprise the role into the Ruby Chibi show. So that one is like nothing but comedy.
Yeah, which is really enjoyable. It's quite nice to have these two different sides of Pyrrha that exist, kind of different worlds, if you will, or different dimensions. The duality of Pyrrha, I appreciate it.
Was there a bit of a different character approach for doing something like a chibi where in the mainline universe, Pyrrha's comedy kind of comes through a little bit with her earnestness or seriousness, and you get these moments of comedy kind of played off from other characters versus she's kind of a bit sillier in chibi.
She is definitely a little bit sillier. I don't remember having a conversation with Miles or Carrie where they were specifically trying to make her sillier. Just how it turned out. And I really appreciate it and love it. It is nice to do, and I do intentionally do her voice a little differently for Chibi. It's a little brighter, a little bit more Chibi.
There you go. Now, with Red versus Blue, you got to kind of be almost the hero of the show for a number of seasons. What was that like, kind of taking something that started as more of a comedy series, and then when we got into, specifically into the chorus arc, you kind of became the protagonist of the series?
I at first felt a little bit of pressure just because it was known as being this very comedic show, and they had done some serious stuff before, but they were really leaning into it, specifically with season 10, where I was kind of the lead of that season. And I was a little nervous, just like, are the fans going to come with me? There's a lot of me in this season. I hope they like what I do. Because if they don't, they're not going to like the season. So there's a little bit of pressure there, of course, when you realize that, not all on you, but I contributed a lot to that season.
Yeah.
So I was nervous.
You have to be kind of the driving force now.
Yes. So when it came out and people really loved it and really seemed to respond to it, and I get a lot of people that say it's their favorite season, which is so nice. It's so nice to hear. And it just means a lot. It's really cool. I feel very lucky as an actor to get that opportunity to be able to grow as a character and to also do an arc like that.
I have to ask, with the types of characters that you tend to do for Red versus Blue, do they generally let you know, or Ruby, do they generally let you know kind of where your character is going beforehand?
Yes, they usually do. With Pyrrha, for example, I knew her fate pretty much from the first conversation I had with them, or not even the first conversation, the first sentence. It was basically, here's this character we would like you to play. Her name is Pyrrha. Here's her picture. Here's a few things about her. She's going to die.
Oh, wow. So they knew kind of from the outset, you're playing someone. What's that like, kind of, getting into this part or figuring out this character, and you're like, well, there's an expiration date on her.
Well, it was neat just because I was curious to see how it was going to go. Also, I didn't quite know how popular the character would become. So that was pretty crazy because for three years I had to hear people tell me how much they loved her and how amazing Pyrrha was. I had this dark little secret.
Oh, no.
And inside, I knew it was going to happen, and I just felt so bad for everyone.
Oh, no. Well, and now we've seen the internet kind of almost collect around her with, like,
yeah.
I've seen people wearing T-shirts with Pyrrha's picture that says, never forget.
Yeah.
So she's kind of almost become
a symbol.
A uniting force, or, yeah, exactly, a symbol for Ruby. You know, never forget that the hero doesn't always win the way they think they will.
Right.
Another thing that I have to kind of bring up, you also were part of animation Camp. You have one of the coolest characters in the show. I noticed something. So I brought this up with Shannon with his three characters. They all kind of had this uniting force of, like, Ozpin being immortal, Washington being immortal, and the quartermaster potentially being immortal. Carolina, Pyrrha, and is it Arid?
Arid, yeah.
All have red hair.
Yes.
Is this like a request? Is this a happenstance thing? Because you yourself do not have red hair, correct?
No, I do not. It is a pure happenstance. It is totally coincidental. Arid, at least, Arid is just a pink drink. And like red and like blonde red hair, but still, it's close enough. It's pretty funny. I did have cherry red hair when I was like 20. So I did have hair at one point. And it was my dream hair color. And it was the color I always wanted my hair to be. So, which is why I dyed it one summer when I was younger in between acting jobs. It's not really a very castable hairdo. I had it for a short period of time and then I had to dye it back. But it's a fun little coincidence that I play so many redheads because I like sincerely love red hair.
So it's a little bit, you get to kind of live vicariously through
that. Yeah, exactly. I get to have all these cute little, you know, toys and stuff of these little redheaded, this beautiful redheaded Athenian goddess. And I'm like, me. I'm a nerd, so like I love this stuff. I think it's awesome.
Are there any upcoming projects you have? Any maybe like Pyrrha prequels?
No Pyrrha news, unfortunately.
But
let's see. I know that. So we're on Cam Camp, which is always fun. And I really love that show. It's definitely for adults. I worked on a commercial not too long ago that'll be coming out. A short film, but I once again don't know when that. I feel like all the things that I've worked on, I don't have actual EPAs for yet. I do stream 3 days a week on Twitch when I'm not working, when I don't have a job, playing video games on my Jen Brown Plays Twitch stream with my husband.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
twitch.com/JenBrownPlays.
Jen Brown Plays, exactly. The Mondays, Wednesdays, and Sundays. When we're available.
Well, the
schedule's on my website, which is thejenbrown.com.
If you could be in any one franchise, what would it be, aside from being Pyrrha in Smash Brothers?
Oh, man. Well, you mean like one of my characters or just me in any?
Just anything at all. If you could be part of any film, video game, TV show.
TV show. Oh, that's easy. Oh, Steven Universe, hands down. That is my favorite show. I love it so dearly. It means so much to me. It's brilliant. And Rebecca Sugar is a genius. I would love to get a chance to be on it before it goes away.
The final question I have for you, and this is the most important question of all. I ask this to everyone. This is a very serious thing. We take this very serious. Cake or pie?
Oh, pie. That's the easiest question anyone has ever asked.
So both you and Shannon are team pie. Thank you so much, Jen, for taking the time out to do this for us.
Absolutely.
And you'll be at El Paso Comic Con in April, right?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I haven't been to Paltos since I was like 12. I went with my family for a little trip with my cousin, like, years ago.
Decades ago. El Paso's fun. There is a lot of Ruby fans in the Southwest here, so we should have a real good time.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you again, and have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG?